Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we worship and praise you and thank you for your word. We pray, Lord, as we listen and look at your word this morning together, that you will open our hearts, that you will soften our hearts. And by your Holy Spirit, you give us the strength to respond to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder if you've seen films where somebody is on their deathbed and they get all the family around them to tell them their words of wisdom or whatever they want to say. Sometimes words of wisdom, sometimes blessings, sometimes instructions. And could I have the next slide, please, Richard? Maybe this is your deathbed wish. When I die, I want to be thrown out of a plane wearing a Superman costume. Well, maybe not that, but deathbed wishes. I was listening the other day on the television to Mel B, and she's just been awarded an MBE. Mel B was in the Spice Girls, if you don't know. And she was awarded the MBE because of raising awareness of domestic abuse, because she was in a marriage for 10 years and was in a terrible way abused by her partner. But she said she left three times and went back. But when her father was dying, he made her promise that she would leave that marriage, and she did. She said it gave her the strength to do it, and she knows that actually her dad would be really pleased. He's died now, but really pleased that she followed that. So things that people say on their deathbed can be very important. And here in this passage this morning, we have Moses, age 120. I don't know how many of us might live that long, but 120. And he's on the brink of the promised land, but knows that he's not going to go into the promised land. And he's ready to pass on the baton to Joshua. He's a great example, too, of Christian leadership and how we need some strong national Christian leaders who can proclaim God's word to the nation. So he, first of all, if we look at the passage in verse 3, he assures the people, because they need reassurance. We all need reassurance. And he assures them that God will give them the land that he has promised, that God will be faithful. But also, he reminds them of how God has already helped them on their journey so far. So if you look at verse 4, he reminds them how God delivered them from King Sion and King Og, both of the Amorites, and how when they wouldn't allow the Israelites to pass through peacefully, God delivered them and conquered those people. And I think this is a reminder for you and me to look back and to see how God has helped us in the past. We have the hymn that some of you will remember, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. And it's important, isn't it, that in actual fact, when we're facing new challenges, we remember with thanks how God has helped you previously. This should build our faith. When we look back on our past experience with God, we know, actually, that God has helped us. And if you've been a Christian a long time, you've got lots of experiences that you can look at, and they remind you and build your faith. And we, at the same time, when we share our testimony with one another, we encourage and build one another in our faith. And then Moses exhorts them. He advises them earnestly. Be strong and be courageous. That famous verse, often quoted from verse 6. And we see here Moses, a national leader, not afraid to speak out. He knows he will not enter the promised land, but announces that Joshua will lead the people into the promised land. And of course, this is done publicly. It is a declaration. But you see, Joshua himself needs to be called and commissioned by God. He needs to know that God speaks to him and this is God's will. So look at verse 14 and 15, if you will. We see here Moses and Joshua going to the tent of meeting. This tent of meeting was where Moses came and had a one-to-one with God when he was delivering and leading the people to the promised land. A pillar of fire would come down to show that the Lord was there. And in Exodus we read that Moses and God had a face-to-face meeting. And so Joshua is called to this tent of meeting where God will speak to him along with Moses. And Joshua needs this one-to-one. He needs to know that God is calling him to this task. So if you turn the page and look at verse 23, because this is when he actually speaks to Joshua personally, it says this: "The Lord gave this command to Joshua, son of Nun, be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you." This is so important because the way ahead will be very challenging. Leaders often face trials, and Joshua certainly did, temptations, loneliness. So he needed this one-to-one with God as a bedrock to move forward as he was lead the people. So what does this say about you and me? I'll have the next slide, please, Richard. Thank you. And it reminds us that others, as we've had this morning, Carrie's mentioning the need for more people to help with children's work. They may suggest that you help with that, or lead a group, or help with living well, or do the coffee rota, or bell ringing, or whatever. There's so many different things that you could be asked to serve in, which can help us to think about an area that God might be calling us to do. However, we need to seek God's face and purpose, his will for us. And how do we do this? Well, here, prayer and reading God's word. There's no other way. We need to sit in his presence, just as Moses and Joshua sat in that tent of meeting, in God's presence, to listen to him, see what God was saying. Is this a picture of you and me as we sit before God? We may not see a pillar of cloud, but if we earnestly seek him, he has promised to speak to us. It's challenging, isn't it, to know what God is saying to us. And as Christians, we all have a calling that's clear in God's word. There's lots of principles there for each one of us who calls ourselves a Christian. We are to live lives that are holy, without sin, lives that please him. If you remember the sessions that we did on the front line, do you remember we are to minister grace and love, to be a messenger of the gospel, to do good work, to model godly character, to transform our culture, and so on. So not every small decision will need a specific answer, because the Bible does guide us on general principles. But if we face something that possibly is life-changing, we need, like Joshua, to have that one-to-one with God. We need to know, is this the person I should marry? Should I be moving house? Should I be going to a new job? Should I be helping, and so on? So what happens? What does a leader like Joshua, what is he called to do? Well, he's called to lead the people into the promised land. And we are called too to lead people into the kingdom of God. And Joshua would face many battles, some of them physical battles, which I hope we won't be called to do. But we are in spiritual battles. There are spiritual battles as we try and be the people that God wants us to be. And he's also called to work with others as a team player. And we see that in verse 9 and following, how he worked with the Levitical priests and the elders to work together. And then the teaching of the law. Could I have the next slide, please, Richard? Okay. The teaching of the law is good news. It's the proclamation we now know fulfilled in Jesus Christ. For it's the good news of Jesus Christ. And if you look at that paragraph 9 to 15, 13, sorry, we see here that God says that they must read the law and tell the people and teach the people. But who is it for? If you would just look at verse 12, assemble the people, men, women, and children, and the foreigners residing in your towns, so that they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God and follow carefully all the words of this law. Who is it for? Men, women, children, foreigners living amongst you. This is revolutionary, that everyone, not just the men, as it was very much at that time, everyone had to hear the ways of God, the good news of the kingdom of God. And they would leave their homes and villages to assemble together to hear and learn. So what does it mean for you and me? It means we are to proclaim the good news to all, including foreigners amongst us, who may have other religions. This means that we cannot say, oh, they have their own religion and I have mine. No, we are to share the good news of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, and to share it with everyone. And note two, there's a special mention of children. The children who do not know this law must hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God. And children's work is so important. As mentioned this morning, we're always short of people to help. And Carrie said there are ways to help. Might just be in an extra body there on a Wednesday night to make sure that the group can go ahead. There are ways we need to seek. And I would urge you to seek that one-to-one with God. Is this what God is calling you to help with? But our children need to learn the fear of the Lord. And the children of Poynton need to hear the fear of the Lord. And the midweek groups are times when other children come in and listen and hear something of the good news of Jesus. So we as Christ's people need to be ready to share with all the people. So what a leader Moses was. A great leader, unafraid to stand up and speak out. I'll have the next slide, please. I wonder if you recognise who this might be. Yes, some of you do. Billy Graham, actually. Billy Graham, who never wavered. He stood up and proclaimed the gospel, even if people didn't want to hear it. And he proclaimed it to all. Where are our Christian leaders of today for our nation? I have to ask that question because we are not hearing strong Christian voices that are biblically based. We need to pray. We might not be called to be that person, but we can pray. And we need to pray that we will have good Christian leaders who will speak up and speak out. Be courageous, be bold, and never mind what the consequences are. So please pray that we will have leaders like Billy Graham. Leaders who will speak out the good news of Jesus Christ. And then, poor Moses, look at verse 16 onwards. Poor Moses, leaders sometimes have really tough times. And here, verse 16 onwards, we see that God says, through his divine insight into the character of his people, that they are going to be unfaithful, even when they've reached the promised land. And so Moses, and it was to Joshua who had to do it, to warn the people of the folly of rebelling against God. Why? Well, what does it say? Let's have a look. Verse 17. And in that day I will become angry with them and forsake them. I will hide my face from them, and they will be destroyed. Many disasters and calamities. I will hide my face from them because of all their wickedness in turning to other gods. What are people doing when they turn away from God or ignore God? I'll have the next slide, please, Richard. They're about to press the self-destruct button. And so Moses, and consequently Joshua, must warn the people, excuse me, they must warn the people that going against God, ignoring God, leads to self-destruction. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the good news. There's no better way. And if we trust in Jesus Christ, then we know that we have eternal life in the new heaven and the new earth. And so as God's people, we must be ready to serve, but we need to have an intimate and one-to-one relationship with God. We are called, all of us, to share the good news to everyone. I suspect, like me, you've probably got some people that you know or some kind of acquaintance with, and you think, oh, they'll never come to the Lord. Father, forgive me. It's true, isn't it? We think that, oh, that person down the road, oh, well, they're a Buddhist or they're a Muslim, they're not going to want to know. We are to declare the good news to everyone. So if we could just recap, please, Richard. So we all need to have a one-to-one with the Lord regularly so that we have that close relationship with him. Next one, please. We are to share the good news with everyone, men, women, children, foreigners amongst us. And third one, we are to pray for good Christian leaders who will speak out with boldness and courage, knowing that the Lord will be with them. And finally, we are to warn people if they ignore God, if they don't know God in this life, they will not know him in the next. Amen.